Hey guys, this is Gideon and welcome to this week's session here on Better Life Channel. This week we're going to talk about the question, what is the number one habit of all successful people? Now before I share with you the habit of all successful people, let's quickly define what success is or my opinion and my definition of success. For me, success simply means getting the result that you set out to get. And what that basically means is whether you're a person that wants to lose weight, if you've lost the weight, in my books, you're a success. If you're somebody that wants to improve his or her marriage and you've actually set out and you've tried to improve your marriage and you've done it, in my books, you're a success. If you're a person that wants to be a great leader or a better manager of your business within your business and you've actually set out to do that and you've achieved that result, in my book, you are a success. It doesn't really matter what we're talking about, and in this session I'm not gonna keep explaining what I mean by success, but for me, in my book, success doesn't just mean making a lot of money. Now obviously if you're a person that wants to make a lot of money and you start a business or you do something and you actually do earn a lot of money, if that is your goal, if that's what you value, then in my books you're a success also. But for me, ultimately success is really just about achieving the results that you set out to achieve when you started your journey. So I want to share with you the number one habit of all successful people. Now like I said, whether we're talking between mums or dads or successful business people or people that have lost weight, I've not come across one successful person, a person that's achieved the results in any area of their lives, who did not have this number one habit. And it's actually a very, very simple one, but it's a very profound habit. And if you're somebody watching this and you're trying to, or you want to get a better result in your life, regardless of area we're talking about, you also need to have this habit in your life, or at least you need to develop this habit in your life. Without it, you won't succeed, you won't get the result, and you won't create lasting results in whatever area it is that you're trying to create results in. So the number one habit that I've learned from successful people in my own life, and also working and dealing and knowing a lot of different successful people in different areas of life, is they all share this number one habit, which I call the habit of ownership. And what that basically means is that people who are successful, people who set out to achieve a result and actually achieve that result and actually create a lasting result, meaning they're not just sort of a one-hit wonder, but they actually create a result and they create a lasting result, meaning they're able to sustain that result. They're not just able to lose weight, but they're actually able to keep the weight off. They're not just able to become a good leader for one month or 1 week, but they actually become a leader and they grow and become an even better leader over time. People who are able to do this all share this habit of ownership, meaning that they take responsibility for their lives, and in fact, they actually take responsibility on two different levels. And if you want to succeed in your life, if you want to create better results in your life, you also need to learn where to take ownership, where to take responsibility in your life. Now, the two areas that I've learned that people typically take responsibility of and they take ownership of in order to better and improve their lives or the results they're getting in their lives is the first one, they take ownership and they take responsibility of the results that they have right now. See, if you want to lose weight, you've got to take responsibility and ownership of your current situation. You can't keep blaming other people and keep making excuses for the situation that you're in, for the weight that you have right now. I used to do that for a long time, but it was only after I took responsibility, I took ownership of my situation, and I changed a few things that I actually started getting results and started getting lasting results. If you want to be a better leader, you have to be honest and you have to look in the mirror and kind of do this, what I call this honesty exercise, or an exercise in honesty, where you actually look in the mirror and you actually start asking the hard questions. And you come to the truth and you get to the truth and you take responsibility and ownership for the current situation that you have in your business. If your people aren't trusting you, you've got to take responsibility as a leader. Now maybe you say, well, I'm only 10% responsible for the result or the situation. Well, a great leader or a person that creates good results, they don't really care about who creates or who's to blame. They take responsibility for the result that they have. So even if you want to blame whoever for the situation that you're in right now, in order to create better results, in order to go to that next stage of your life and actually start creating the goals and the results you want and achieve the goals that you want, you have to take responsibility. You have to take responsibility for the results that you have in your life, in your situation right now. Unless or until you do that, you won't change, you won't create the result you want, and you won't create lasting results. You've got to take responsibility for the results that you have. All successful people do this. The second area that people take responsibility for, or all successful people take responsibility for, is the results that they do want to get. So not only do they take responsibility for the results they have, for their current situation, but they also take responsibility for the results that they do want to get. You can't sit around and wait for someone else to show up and actually do the hard yards for you. You can't wait for someone else to become healthy on your behalf. You can't wait for someone else to turn up and become a great leader on your behalf or good manager. You can't wait for someone else to come and save your marriage or improve your intimacy or improve your parenting, your relationship with your kids. You can't wait for someone else. You can't wait for the government, whatever government you're under. You can't wait for your church. You can't wait for your leaders. You can't wait for your parents. You can't wait for your wife or your husband. You can't wait for your children to come to the party. You have to take responsibility and take ownership of the results that you want to create. And ultimately, if you take these two areas and you start taking responsibility for the result you have, and you take ownership of the results that you want to get, that's when you start making leeway towards the results you want in your life. So guys, I know it's a very, very simple idea, very, very simple concept, but you'd be surprised how many people struggle with this very thing. I've worked with so many people over the years now, and almost always, especially in the first two sessions, I meet people who share with me their stories, and almost always do they sort of exercise blame, or they sort of, you know, put blame on someone else, or they make excuses for why they don't have the result that they have in life. But until they break through, until they make those breakthroughs, usually in session one or two, and realize that they the ones that are, that ultimately, you know, need to create the results. As the old saying goes, if it is to be, it's up to me. Until they kind of make that breakthrough, have that breakthrough, nothing else shifts, nothing changes in their life. The same will be true for you. Now, I know you can do this. I know that you can create the results that you want in life, because I've done it, and I still do it in many different parts of my life. And I know a lot of people that are constantly making improvements in their lives. You're making improvements in some areas of your lives, maybe not in all the areas you want, but even in those areas that you're not getting any results right now, you can get results in those areas. But you've got to start with this number one habit. And I want you to pay attention to what I mean by number one habit, is that this is a habit of all successful people. They don't just take ownership every now and again. It's a habit. It's something they do consistently. It's something they do automatically. The moment they don't have what they want in life, or the moment they're getting a result they don't want, they take ownership automatically. It's a habit. It's what they do by default. If you want to start creating better results in your life, if you want to literally after this video want to start making inroads in your life and start creating better results, you have to adopt the habit of ownership and taking responsibility for what you have right now and for what you would like in your life eventually. So guys, I hope that served you. Like I always say, just leave your comments and your questions below if you want to ask any questions, and I would love to read them personally and also respond to them. But I hope this served, and I hope that helped you. And always, you know, also head over to my blog where I share a lot of tools and strategies for, you know, for various things in your life that I truly know will add some value to your life also. But until we see each other again, as I always say, go out, live strong, live with passion, stay healthy, guys, and go make a difference for someone today. I'll see you soon.